Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songs are often self-referential. They sing about song, music, and singing. Sometimes they sing about show business itself, that combination of commerce and entertainment that can lift the spirit with its shameless razzle-dazzle.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The testimony about a life in show business comes from within, at least in songs. The scope is small, one person's memory or desire, but somehow emblematic. A single performer's celebration of self just about to go on stage. Usually the story of the deliberately self-deprecatory label showbiz, but always spoken with reverence that would play much better with tongue-in-cheek. The placement of the story in a song rather than a courtroom or a memoir helps. Set all that aside, though, the songs are often top-notch and the performers worthy of the songs. We take it from vaudeville to Broadway. From Eddie Morton with the troubling coon song, I'd Rather Be a Minstrel Man Than a Multimillionaire, to Graham Rowett with Life Begins at 8:40 or thereabouts.
I used to know a coon as crazy as a loon, who almost had a chance to be a millionaire, but let his chances go to join a minstrel show, and all the pay he got was board and railroad fare. The day he left the town, a businessman named Brown, he asked his coon to tell him which he'd rather be, a real live wealthy man or a leader of a band. That coon thought and said, it seems to me, I'd rather be a minstrel man than any other thing I know. Just put me with that minstrel band with a slide trombone to blow. I can't wait till 11:45 for Aiden drives away, don't care, oh boss. I'd rather be a minstrel man than a multi-millionaire. But someone told this coon, you're as crazy as a loon, to give up all that wealth to be a minstrel man. This coon made no reply, only winked his other eye, then wore a smile that no one there could understand. I said to him one day, suppose someone would say, here is $1,000,000, it's yours every bone. He said, you stop right there, if I was a millionaire, I'd start a minstrel show out of my own. I'd rather be a minstrel man than any other thing I know.
Tra-la-la, la-la, la-la, tra-la-la, la-la, la-la. Play world, not of the day world, comes to life.
Come, you sister team, wake and rub your dreaming eyes. Mr. Crooner, show people how you vocalize.
My time is your time.
Wake up, you hoofer man, come to life.
With a hey, nonny, nonny, and a ha-cha-cha.
Wake up, you husband, lover, and wife.
Who's in there?
It's your husband. Quick, under the bed.
Love my neighbor.
Little ingenue, show them all how you can smile.
Very good, my dear. Come see me after the show. There might be a small role for you.
Funny man begins throwing people in the aisle.
Slowly I turn, step by step,
tossing a singer tale of woe. then on with the show.
Not exactly A40, nor thereabouts. This little play world, not a fun day world, comes to life.
From 1909, Eddie Morton with Frank Orth and Keller Max, I'd Rather Be a Minstrel Man Than a Multi-Millionaire. And from 1934, Graham Rowett with Harold Arlen, Ira Gershwin, and E.Y. Hawberg's Life Begins at 840 or Thereabouts. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. When freewheeling attorney Billy Flynn explains what he does, he describes a trial, especially a murder trial, as showbiz, a circus, nothing but hocus pocus, and he's the star in all three rings. He doesn't prove his clients are innocent, because they're guilty as hell, but he gets every one of them off. For Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly in Chicago in the 20s, that means a star turn in vaudeville, and everybody's dream comes true. Jerry Orbach as Billy Flynn, Razzle Dazzle, and Gwen Verdon as Roxy Hart and Cheetah Rivera as Velma Kelly, Nowadays.
It's all show business, kid. These trials, the whole world, show business. But kid, you're working with a star, the biggest.
Give 'em the old razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus-pocus, bead and feather 'em. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em and they'll never catch wise.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Back since the days of old Methuselah, everyone loves the big bamboozler. Give 'em the old three ring circus, sun and stagger on.
Well, isn't it jazz, everywhere booze, everywhere life, everywhere joy, everywhere nowadays. You can like the life you're living, you can live the life you like, you can even marry Harry, but mess around with Ike, and that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vickers Theater, Chicago's finest home of family entertainment, is proud to announce the first time anywhere there's been an act of this nature. Not only one little lady, but two. You've read about them in the papers, and now here they are, a doubleheader. Chicago's own Killer Dillers, those two scintillating sinners, Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly.
You can like the life you're living. You can live the life you like. You can even marry Harry, but mess around with Ike, and that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great?
From John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1975 score to Chicago, Jerry Orbach, Razzle Dazzle, and Gwen Verdon and Cheetah Rivera Nowadays. The Razzle Dazzle rises to the level of glamour, but it can also drop to the tawdry. Think about the glitz of the musical stage compared to a dreary dressing room. Not much room for glamour back there. But on stage, with the makeup and the lights and the costumes, you can become whatever the playwright, composer, and lyricist choose. You can hide or reveal. The song's Razzle Dazzle becomes the actor's own, the road into character and conviction. And that, not mere spectacle, but that is what the audience grasps. From Jerry Herman's 1983 score to La Cage aux Folles, George Hearn with a little more mascara.
Once again, I'm a little depressed by the tired old face that I see. Once again, it is time to be someone who's anyone other than me. With a rare combination of girlish excitement and manly restraint, I position my precious assortment of pencils and powders and paint. So whenever I feel that my place in the world is beginning to crash, I apply one great stroke of mascara to my rather limp upper lash. And I can cope again. Good God. There's hope again. When life is a real bitch again, and my old sense of humor has up and gone, It's time for the big switch again. I put a little more mascara on. When I count my crow's feet again and tire of this perpetual marathon, I put down the John seat again and put a little more mascara on. And everything's sparkle dust, bugle beads, ostrich plumes. When it's a beaded lash that you look through. 'Cause when I feel glamorous, elegant, beautiful, the world that I'm looking at's beautiful too. When my little road has a few bumps again, and I need something level to lean upon, I put on my sling pumps again, and wham, this ugly duckling is a swan. So when my spirits start to sag, I hustle out my highest drag and put a little more mascara on. And everything's ankle straps, marabou, shalimar. It's worth sucking in my gut and girdling my rear. 'Cause everything's ravishing, sensual, fabulous. When Alban is tucked away and Zaza is here. When everything slides down the old tubes again, and when my self-esteem has begun to drift, I strap on my fake boobs again and literally give myself a lift. So when it's cold and when it's bleak, I simply rouge the other cheek, for I can face another day in slipper satin lingerie. To make depression disappear, I screw some rhinestones on my ear and put my brooches and tiara and a little more mascara on. Ankle strap, marabou,
George Hearn, A Little More Mascara. We don't live in a time that thinks much of glamour. It's a little too icy and elegant for our tastes. No one truly glamorous would ever submit to something like a selfie. Showbiz, which always confuses glamour with celebrity, found a way to combine them every now and then. Some of Ziegfeld's showgirls managed to pull it off. From Jerry Herman's 1999 score to the unproduced musical Miss Spectacular, Michael Feinstein sings Ziegfeld Girl.
Ziegfeld Girl, show us your crimson lips and sapphire eyes. Show us the beauty that your name implies. We'll never tire of watching you descend the stairs. Oh, Ziegfeld Girl, show us the glamour that your name defined. Show us the figure that the gods designed. We'll never tire of watching you descend the stairs. We're hypnotized by every graceful movement that you make. We're taken step you take, oh Ziegfeld girl. We know you'll leave us in a little while, with just the memory of your haunting smile, and just the thrill of watching you descend the stairs.
Michael Feinstein, Ziegfeld Girl. Depending on your point of view, show business is glamorous or glitzy. In a world that has no glamour, the glitz is enough. It can be something as small as a bugle bead and a little more mascara. It can be as grand and as tawdry, as enchanting and impersonal as a three-ring circus. It can be big enough to dwarf the elephants and as seedy as a Berlin nightclub in the 1930s. It's about escape, but is it the performers or the audience trying to elude reality? You're on your own once the lights dim. From Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's 1979 score to Barnum, the composer and lyricist with Join the Circus, and from John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1966 score to Cabaret, Joel Grey with Willkommen.
When the pill the doctor gave you turns your cold to the grip, when a stitch to save nine others comes apart with a rip, when the rats invade your attic and start leaving your ship, follow my tip, come away on a trip, just join the circus like you wanted to when you were a kid. Climb aboard before it moves on and you'll thank your lucky stars you did. Go to bed in Minneapolis, wake up in PA. Pack your roll, your brush and your comb again, ready to roam again, ready to stray. Bless your soul, you'll never go home again when the circus comes your way. When you've patches in your trousers and a hole in your purse, when your 9 to 5 is boring and your 5 to 9's worse, when you sneeze instead of bless you, you get jeers and a curse. Don't call a hearse while you still got the churse. Just join the circus like you meant to do when you were so high. Pitch your troubles under a tent and you're bound to lose them by and by.
Say so long to fair Schenectady. Greet sweet Santa Fe. Toss your hat and cane in the sack again. Shoulder your pack and then hitch up the shay. Kiss the cat and never look back again. When the circus comes your way.
When the lady you've been courting wed your brother instead. When your dough is in the mattress and they burn down the bed. When your bank account's a million but it's all in the red. Don't lose your head, pin this note to the bed.
I've joined the circus like I wanted to when I was a kid. Climbed aboard before it moved on, and you bet your life I'm glad I did. Went to bed in Minneapolis, woke up in PA. Packed my roll, my brush and my comb again, ready to roam again, show me the way. Bless my soul, I'll never go home again. From the day I joined the circus, be proud to say you'll join the circus. Step right this way and join the circus. Just stick a banner in your hand and join the circus like you wanted to, like you always wanted to run away.
Velkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremder, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Kabarett, au Kabarett, du Kabarett. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, guten Abend, bonsoir, good evening. Wie geht's? Comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier, je suis votre compère. I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Kabarett, au Kabarett, du Kabarett. Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing, forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful. We have the battle to keep the girls from taking off all their clothing. So don't go away. Who knows? Tonight we may lose the battle.
Wir sagen willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. In cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
We are here to serve you.
Thank you.
glücklich zu sehen. Je suis enchanté.
Enchanté, madame.
Happy
to see you. Bleibe der Rest des Tages.
Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart join the circus, and Joel Grey Velkommen. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. They understand the life, but they would never give it up, so the myth goes. The flops and the fakery, the good parts you didn't get and the bad parts you did, the show that closed on the road and left you stranded in Omaha, the lousy food and the late trains and the cold water hotel rooms. With all the complaining, all the cold-eyed honesty, most songs about showbiz remain songs about hope. Members of the cast of Annie Get Your Gun, there's no business like show business.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung the star.
Let's go on with the show.
The cowboys, the wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns, the roustabouts that move the show at dawn. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, your baggage with the labels pasted on.
The sawdust and the horses and the smell, the towel you've taken from the last hotel.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your ma and pa have parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on.
There's no people like show people, they don't run out of door.
Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you lose it, there's no attack. Where could you get money that you don't give back?
Let's go on with the show.
The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers won't come.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
From Irving Berlin's 1946 score to Annie Get Your Gun, there's no business like show business. Songs, plays, and movies draw us into a world of deception or imagining. Reinvention is the name of the game. People with leaden feet are spinning a gossamer dream. Leaden feet, except when they're dancing. To make a land of let's pretend requires a lot of fakery, sometimes benign, sometimes not. Blythe Walker, The Land of Let's Pretend, and Clevant Derricks, Fake Your Way to the Top.
We take you for a while by the lure of song and smile and lilt of careless laughter. Far from thought and work a day where the only work is play with not a thought thereafter. The songs and smiles, the laugh that beguiles our nonsense, we know. Forget all the world, let folly be your friend. Come follow, follow on and more to the land of let's pretend.
Of solid gold platters, rising cost and cocktail chatter, fat DJs, stereophonic sound. Oh baby, the game of hits goes around and around, but you can fake your way to the top.
Round and around,
try that part, baby.
Round and around,
fake your way to the top.
Well, you fit right in there, sweetheart.
You can fake your way to the top.
From 1911, Blythe Walker with Jerome Kern and Harry Smith's The Land of Let's Pretend. And from Henry Krieger and Tom Ion's 1985 score to Dreamgirls, Clevant Derricks, Fake Your Way to the Top. One way to celebrate the razzle-dazzle is to describe what the life is like when you succeed. Showbiz old-timers have an endless capacity for nostalgia, but the crowing can also be revealing especially when you hear it with a second song about someone who never quite made it. Did she lack the talent, the luck, or just the artifice? Jim Dale is P.T. Barnum, the self-described Prince of Humbug, and Bernadette Peters, Pearl's a singer.
The Prince of Humbug, balderdash, fiddle faddle, dribble tosh, twiddle twaddle, glob a bosh, bilge and dodge and double dutch, and flim flam, I am the King of Hogwash. Tommy Rot, jibber jabber, blabber bluff, hocus pocus, gabble guff, scam and sham, and just a touch of white lie am I. Duke of tripe and idle chat, Earl of oil, Lord of blat, Emperor of rigmarole, that I am, bless my soul. The Prince of Humbug, poppycock, piffle waffle, patter chunk, hokum hooey, chatterbunk, wile and guile and trumpery, that's me. In a world of sting and shock, this moment we spend down a road of ridge and rock toward Lord knows what end. Through a night as dark as space and cold as the sea, someone's got to make it bright, shoot a rocket, shine a light, tell you who the someone's gonna be. The Prince of Humbug, tongue in cheek, shilly shally, pull the wool, blarney, bogus, cock and bull, hoax and prank and hanky pank and some skullduggery.
On the local radio. a singer, and they say that she once cut a record, but never made it. Pearl's a singer.
Jim Dale with Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's The Prince of Humbug, and Bernadette Peters with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's Pearl's a Singer. Have you noticed that very few of these songs are about the passing of time? They grab a moment and hold it. Like few other professions, acting and singing reward youth. We have songs that dwell on the present and anticipate the future, but we also have a smaller number that embrace memory joyfully. For the present, Michael Feinstein sings Gotta Dance, and for the future, he sings Babes on Broadway.
I'm a guy who's gotta dance, don't know exactly why. Music puts me in a trance, and I must dance or die. Mornings I waltz out of bed, do an Irish reel, or a Highland fling instead before each meal. When somebody beats a drum, I'm not the quiet kind. My control is overcome, I start to lose my mind. Love to swap my business clothes for my dancing pants. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a guy who's just gotta dance. My mother didn't raise her boy to be a dancer. That was not her mission. My father hoped I'd be an engineer or a financier. That's what he was wishing. So I'm afraid that they could never love me with my arms above me in the fifth position. But I'm a guy who's gotta dance. That's how I get my kicks. All night long I gotta dance, till neighbors all yell nicks. Dancing on their ceiling, I never even yawn. Wonder how they're feeling by the time it's dawn. Karaoke, conga line, can-can or castle walk. Rhythm suits me fine, just so my feet can talk. Love to swap my business clothes for my dancing pants. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a guy who's just gotta dance.
On Broadway, we're going places when our new faces appear. It's a wonderful street for babes like us to be on. We're here because we want our names in neon. We left Topeka, we left Eureka, and came to seek a career. Oh, we're milking applause instead of milking a cow, 'cause we're babes on Broadway now. Thank you.
Michael Feinstein with Hugh Martin's Gotta Dance and Burton Lane and Ralph Reed's Babes on Broadway. Cole Porter makes sure that this final song embraces memory for the characters who sing it. He writes it as a waltz from an operetta set in a mythical Middle European kingdom, has it soar melodically and romantically, and ties it to the characters' happy memories. The song is a lovely recreation of a musical style, but in the context of Kiss Me, Kate, it's pure razzle-dazzle. Alfred Drake and Patricia Morrison sing Wunderbar.
Fred, remember that Viennese operetta when we were both in the chorus?
I beg your pardon, Lily. I was the understudy.
There was a waltz in it, remember? Something about a bar.
Yeah. Madam, you are ravishing tonight. You have made me the happiest of men.
Your Highness.
Wunderbar.
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 There's a favorite star above.
What a bright, shining star. Like a love, it's wunderbar. Gazing down on the Jungfrau.
From a secret chalet for two.
Let us drink, Liebchen mine,
in the moonlight benign,
to the joy of a dream come true. Wunderbar, wunderbar, what a perfect night for love. It's truly wunderbar, wunderbar, wunderbar. We're alone and hand in glove.
Not a cloud near or far.
Why, it's more than wunderbar.
Say you care, dear.
For you madly.
Say you long, dear.
For your kiss.
Do you swear?
Gladly.
Life's demanding.
And you're mine, dear. Wunderbar, wunderbar. There's our favorite star above. What a bright, shining star. Like a star above. What a bright, shining star. Like a love, it's wunderbar.
From Cole Porter's 1948 score to Kiss Me, Kate, Alfred Drake and Patricia Morrison with Wunderbar. If we don't know when performers are faking, honestly faking, then we deserve to be taken in. It doesn't matter if showbiz varies from artifice to phony, as long as it possesses the razzle-dazzle that draws us in and sweeps us away. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
I used to be Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.